On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pre 2024 December 23 Johannesburg 22 grade.
The only major issues we have at the moment aren't even major issues. It's delays around the Crown on the M1 South. You got queuing traffic, and then you got roadworks on the M1 North with restrictions at the Crown.
Die Madlanga Kommissie het gehoor hoe interne keringsprosesse by die Ekurhuleni Metro Polisie Departement ontspoor is deur 'n hele afdeling wat na bewering geweier het om vingerafdrukke te verskaf. Die afgetrede adjunkhoof Friewe Spes het getuig dat byna 200 beamptes van die gespesialiseerde dienste afdeling het geweier om vingerafdrukke vir kering te neem. Anasasi Magobo berig.
Spes says supervisors under Mkhwanazi claimed the process was illegal despite regulations making it an offence to refuse. He told the inquiry that when he reported the refusal, Mkhwanazi allegedly erupted during a meeting, called the city manager and declared the process stopped.
Had he ever been subjected to this process?
Not at all. It would have been only during his original appointment as a recruit. That was the only time that it would have been done.
The former deputy chief said the directive warned that disciplinary action would follow for non-compliance, but no steps were taken. Anastasia Mogobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Die poging tot moordsaak teen die omstrede sakeman Vusi Kat Matlala is na die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg verskuif. Matlala, sy vrou en drie ander beskuldigdes het vandag in die Alexandra Landroshof verskyn.
Vusi Kat Matlala faces several other attempted murder charges which relate to the shooting of Pretoria taxi boss Joe Sibanyoni and Sienki Mukobung, also known as DJ Vetis. He is also accused of being the mastermind behind the failed plot to kill his ex-girlfriend and actor Teboho Thobejane in 2023. Together with his wife and two alleged hitmen, they face charges of attempted murder and conspiracy to commit murder. Matlala and the alleged hitman will remain in custody until the matter resumes in the High Court on the 29th of January next year. Cliff Shiko for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Suid-Afrika se amptelike werkloosheidssyfer het effens gedaal in die derde kwartaal tot 31,9% vanaf 33,2% in die tweede kwartaal.
The official unemployment rate is sitting at 31.9 million. Those are the 8 million people who indicated that they had been actively looking for employment in the week prior or up to a week prior to the interview.
De statistieke Suid-Afrika se Risenga Maluleke. Hy sê die aantal werklose mense het gedaal tot 8 miljoen in die tydperk Julie tot September vanaf 8.3 miljoen in die kwartaal vanaf April tot Junie.
We come to what we call the combined rate of unemployment and potential labor force. The combined rate of unemployment and potential labor force is sitting at 42.9%. These are people who initially or previously would say that I didn't look for employment, not because I was discouraged, but had employment come, I would have taken it.
Nog nies uit die buitenland ontploffing het die lewens van 12 mense geëis buite 'n hofgebou in die Pakistanse hoofstad Islamabad. Verskeie ander is beseer, niemand het nog aanspreeklikheid aanvaar nie. En teen slotte op eie bodem, die burgemeester van Johannesburg, Danne Morero, het vandag 'n media-indigtingssessie by die Johannesburgse teater in Bramfontein gehou om die komende 3-daagse skoonmaakveldtog vir uitvoerende hoofde te bespreek. Hierdie initiatief is daarop gemik om sakeleiers van Johannesburg te verenig. Die veldtog begin môre.
Top CEOs will roll up their sleeves and join our teams on the ground to take part in visible cleanup and revitalization work across priority precincts. We begin in the inner city core and Bramfontein, then we'll move to Hillbrow, Beria and Newville, and finally we'll move to Soweto in Cliptown.
Action al September meer nuus om 3 uur.